Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Exodus 23, the verses 1 to 9. Exodus chapter 23, verse 1 to 9. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to return it. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. My theme for reflection is justice and compassion in the eyes of God. Justice and compassion in the eyes of God. In Exodus 23:1-9, we find a powerful depiction of what true justice looks like in God's eyes. Justice not influenced by personal interests, biases, or emotions, but shaped by integrity, fairness, and compassion. In this passage, Moses conveys to the Israelites God's desire for them to embody a justice that is profoundly righteous, where honesty is upheld and truth is defended, even when personal feelings are at play. The first set of laws, verses 1 to 3 and 6 to 8, reminds us of the importance of honesty in our interactions and the administration of justice. We are instructed not to spread false reports, join with wicked individuals, or follow the crowd in doing wrong. The core message is clear. Justice must be preserved without favoritism, manipulation, or corruption. Whether it is refraining from taking a bribe that blinds those with sight, or ensuring that both the rich and the poor stand equally before the law, God's justice demands integrity. As Plato once said, justice means minding your own business and not meddling with other men's concerns. God's justice is a call to stay centered on truth, regardless of external pressures or temptations. Then we see two laws that may seem out of place in this list about caring for an enemy's animals, verses 4 to 5. Yet these laws illustrate God's insistence on compassion even towards our adversaries. When you see your enemy's donkey struggling under a load, you are to help, regardless of your personal feelings towards that individual. These commands challenges us to put aside bitterness and resentment in favor of compassion, highlighting that even when conflict arises, we are called to act righteously, showing mercy and helping those who might oppose us. These actions remind us that justice is not just about the courtroom. It is a lifestyle deeply rooted in how we treat others, including those we may view as enemies. These verses emphasize that in God's community, disputes should be handled with equity and love. Justice is not just a process of determining guilt or innocence. It is about upholding the divine values of compassion, empathy, and impartiality. It urges us to act with an integrity that rises above the animosities that often fuel conflicts, ensuring that our decisions do not serve selfish purposes, but contribute to the overall well-being of our community. My dear friends, in our world today where opinions and voices are amplified by the influence of media and social networks, there is often a temptation to follow the majority, to blend into the loudest crowd. But this passage warns against blindly joining the majority when it leads us away from truth and justice. We must dare to be different if the truth calls for it, even when standing alone feels daunting. Our justice systems, our relationships, and our workplaces must all reflect God's call to justice, where truth matters more than popular opinion and fairness triumphs over convenience. Moreover, the idea of loving and helping our enemies is as countercultural today as it was then. In a time when divisions run deep, whether politically, socially, religiously, or even personally, the command to care for an enemy's welfare challenges us deeply. Jesus echoed these principles when he said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew 5:44. This passage in Exodus points us to the need for empathy, even when it is uncomfortable. And it reminds us that our actions toward others, especially in difficult situations, reflect our commitment to God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can we resist the temptation to follow the crowd when it means compromising on truth or justice? Number two, how can we embody God's compassion in our daily lives, especially towards those we struggle to love or forgive? Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a just and merciful God. Help us to live out the principles of justice and compassion that you have set before us. Give us the courage to speak the truth even when it is difficult, and the grace to show kindness to all, including those we may see as enemies. May our actions reflect your righteousness, and may we be instruments of your justice and peace in this world. Guide us, Lord, to live justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.